across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
To my guest now, it's lovely to see her in the studio. We had her in June. She was on Roundabout with Tony Barnfield in a completely different guise and a different subject. Now, a number of studies have recently suggested that groups of adults are missing out on further education opportunities because they can't commit to doing more extensive weekend or evening classes. And with the Super Tuesdays program from the University of Cambridge, the idea is that they can just book occasional half days of study here and there on terms that suit them. Now, three-hour Cambridge courses target adult learners' appetites for bite-sized study, and they are being organised by Zara Cooklehouse, who is here with us now. Good morning, Zara.
Good morning, Phil.
Nice to see you back at Cambridge 105 Radio. A little bit different this time. With the ICE, which is an acronym for the Institute of Continuing Education at the University of Cambridge. I don't want to compare this with too many parallels, so we'll get it out of the way at the start of the interview. The Open University, you probably knew I was going to go with that.
I had a suspicion.
And they would do something similar in the way that you'd probably be shackled, though, to something you might be doing for two, perhaps 3 years of study. You're a little different. These are much, much shorter.
Well, yes. I mean, so the Institute of Continuing Education offers a huge range of courses. These Super Tuesdays are designed to be one of our shorter options. So as you say, starting with 3 hours, you can choose a morning from 10 till 1 or perhaps 2 till 5 and have a couple of lectures on a topic that might be interesting to you. And they might look through different lenses. So for example, we have a course on, say, medieval culture, and you'll have a lecture on art in medieval culture, a lecture on literature, and then in the afternoon, a lecture on music and a lecture on science. And the difference between these courses and some of the Open University's offerings is they're face-to-face, you know, so it's not online for these particular courses. And there's no assignments. It's literally designed to be as accessible as possible for you. So pop in, see if you're interested. If you are interested in that topic, we have hundreds of different formats. You can then follow that study through. So we have day schools that we can go on to weekends. And then if you do want some credit, we offer certificate courses and diploma courses, postgraduate certificates and diplomas, right up to masters, all studied part-time and certified by the University of Cambridge.
And this is for the first time this year. This is a brand new initiative for you.
It is. So it's part of our lifelong learning team. And we sit within a division that covers international summer programmes as well, which is also a fantastic offer. But we looked last year at what we were offering. And one of the things that came up from our student feedback was Madingley Hall, which is where we're based, is a fantastic place. Really lovely. The courses are great. The tutors are phenomenal. They know so much about their subject. But if you lack funds or time, they are not at the moment the most accessible thing out there. And so the Super Tuesdays are really an attempt to address that issue. And so the three-hour session is £45. We've specifically chosen not to include lunch because that would increase the cost. You can buy a sandwich with a meal deal at a terrace bar. Absolutely fine. But we just want it to be made for you. So we want your feedback if you're a student. We want you to tell us what topics you want to study. The other thing about these courses is it enables us to explore other topics. Some of the feedback that came back was, we'd love to do courses on international politics. We'd love to do courses about Aborigines. You know, so it really varies. And so what we've done is we've taken some of those ideas. The very first one is next Tuesday. It's called First Peoples. And just to give you a flavour, and the first lecture by Inky Gibbons is looking at lost languages. Then we have Alex Partridge, who works with the Scott Polar Institute, and he's looking at sort of material artefacts from the Inuit people. And then we've got Dr. Ian Chambers, who teaches in the Faculty of History, and he's looking at colonialisation and the impact of it. And so if you like that course and you feed back to us that you like that course, we may put a longer course on that topic.
It's nice that you can work with a continuous feedback process. So
yes,
at the end, if there's a critique that is
yes,
filled in,
yeah, absolutely,
on the day,
on
after
the
3 hours,
yes,
say what you think. did we steer you too much in that direction? But some of you as students would like rather some other content was included in the 3 hours, so you can evolve.
You can, and I mean the thing is with adult education, which is one of the reasons I love it, is it's all about the experience that the students bring as well. So when we have, say, our weekend courses, the students often, part of their feedback is how valuable the peer-to-peer learning experience was. You know, because everybody brings different backgrounds to their learning, and what suits somebody may not suit another. People may look at things through a different lens, and at the university, that's what we encourage. You know, we encourage debate and discussion, and that's what it's all about.
So somebody at the back of the class should not be nervous to put their hand up and
say, absolutely not.
And ask a question, or even, I don't know, nay, should I say challenge, but in a nice way.
Absolutely.
Respecting others around them, of course. The people that are doing the actual lectures, are these staff lecturers from around the various colleges in the university?
Yes, so they are, well, they're a mixture, actually. So we have, most of them are based at the University of Cambridge in various faculties, or they might be postgraduate researchers, you know, experts on a particular topic. We have a wide range of tutors who teach our what we call non-award bearing, which means not for credit courses, and particularly say on creative writing, these may be authors rather than necessarily drawn from the Faculty of English. But all of them are interested in teaching adults. All of them have expertise in their subject, and particularly with these Tuesdays, it's focused on the research they're currently doing.
And we've got a very glossy brochure which has been published. So it's been available since the end of July because it covers from August onwards, even though the big kickoff will be, next Tuesday. Yeah. You've also had a welcoming tea afternoon, which was last Sunday.
Yes, we did. So we have a welcome tea. That particular welcome tea was for our students who are studying for credit on the certificate programmes, because they start often in October in line with the academic year. Our non-credit courses run year-round. So what we try and do is make it as welcoming as possible whenever students arrive, because we have students from all around the UK. I mean, these Tuesday courses are probably designed for those who can get to Cambridge reasonably easily. But the longer courses, we have students from as far afield as Indonesia occasionally, but Edinburgh, London, Cardiff, and so it's not practical necessarily for them to come to one welcome tea event for an hour or two. So it's really about, you're always welcome at Madingley Hall, and please, you know, get in touch with us however you wish to. We're doing a new student feedback programme, which is looking at feedback via email, webinar and face-to-face. And that is general feedback in addition to the feedback we carry out at the end of each course.
Looking through the book, actually, it's nearly a booklet, pamphlet. Yes. It's very glossy, as I said earlier on, about 60 pages. Politics and international relations, for instance. I want to go along to classes on, you can tell I've opened it at that P, philosophy, psychology, yep, and social sciences. Won't go on too long with this one, but science and the history of science, which is something that would particularly interest me. If there's anything on engineering and technology, I always want to delve into those topics as well.
There is. I mean, so on the Tuesday courses, we have a sort of Visions of the Future programme. There's a couple of them. There's one looking at, on the 21st of January, actually, where you're looking at refreezing the Arctic or solar science, jet engine and the future of electronics, as an example.
Those two, the last two, obviously Sir Frank Whittle and the original invention of the jet engine.
Yes, that's right. That's Dr.
But taking through, presumably, the evolution of the jet engine as well, becoming more efficient, producing more thrust and et cetera, and things like reheats and afterburn, or whichever side of the Atlantic you are. Anyway.
Absolutely. I believe you, Dr. Lewis Owen, would know a lot more.
And a lot more than me, I have to say. I'm not trying to sort of show that I only very lightly know, but it's one way. And all of these are for £45 for 3 hours?
Yes, so for the Tuesdays, of course, it's £45 for 3 hours. Yes, you can choose the morning or the afternoon. You can book both, but we just book them as a session, £45.
And it's not for profit, as you said to me out in the green room. We have to say this as well. You're not running it as a PLC.
No, we're not. We have to make ourselves sustainable because, as you're probably aware, in adult education, in about 2010-11, funding sort of dipped significantly. And we believe it's a really, really important thing to have education throughout your life. I mean, government policy is sometimes coming around to that view as well. But education doesn't stop when you reach 18. You might have 2, 3, 4 careers in your life, or you might just have an awful lot of outside interests.
And you might have the time because you might be a night shift worker, or you might be that school run person these days. It's dads as well as mums, of course, doing dropping kids off in the morning, having to pick up in the evening, but having time to do this during the day. And because it's on a weekday.
Yes, that's the thing, because a lot of our what we sort of say personal enrichment courses are on weekends because people often have time at weekends. But there are a huge segment of the population, myself included, who doesn't have as much time at the weekend. And as you identified, shift workers, parents, grandparents, people who just have, you know, may volunteer in the week, in the evening for various things, and they might want to come during the day.
Any handouts of course materials that are included in the £45?
So,
I'm trying to eke out some value.
No,
here
that's
for the
absolutely
listeners.
Fine. So, what we do for the Tuesday courses, we're trying to keep it as simple and accessible as possible. So, we're not, there's no required reading beforehand, but what we do have is we have the biography of the tutor, we have a short description, and then within that course, tutors can choose whether they're doing handouts. We can make slides available afterwards, and they may also suggest some, suggested reading if the person is interested in continuing the topic.
And where can people pick up the lifelong learning prospectus, or I like to call it, let's call it prospectus.
Prospectus, yes. It's academic and it's prospectus.
Yes, indeed.
So you can email us at shortcourses. At ICE, which is ICE.cam.ac.uk.
The Institute of Continuing Education.
And that is
Education.
The Institute of Continuing Education. That's our short courses team. If you go onto our website, then you can click to receive a brochure if you go to the short courses page.
Yep, and I can give the website out as well, which is ICE for the Institute of Continuing Education. So just use ice.cam.ac.uk in your search engine. So that's ice.cam.uk. And there you can search for Short Courses Maddingley Hall.
Short Courses. When you enter the website, you'll see all the courses we offer, and there are a lot. So please don't worry.
Any idea how many? Sorry, off the top
in
of
total,
your head. That's a challenging question.
There is, isn't there? Well, I think credit courses, there's over sort of 60. Then we have online courses. We have weekly courses, Tuesdays, day schools, and weekends as well. So from the section that I sort of look after with the team, we have, I believe, 21 Tuesdays over the year, which is two courses on each Tuesday. Then we have a further, I think, around 16 day schools and something like 60 weekend courses.
So some of these are morning courses, some
weekend.
Of them are afternoon courses, but you have weekend residentials.
We do have the weekend residentials. So if you come to ICE, say on a Tuesday for the first time, and you really want to spend more time at Maddingley Hall, which I should say is a fantastic venue. You know, it's brilliant.
I have never set foot through the door.
Oh, you should. It's brilliant. And also the gardens and the grounds are open to everybody. So it's please don't feel that you have to stop at the gate. And our head gardener, Richard Gant, has been there 30 years. It's Capability Brown sort of style garden. And a lot of students feel when they come in or say that, you know, it feels like you can really concentrate on your learning because it's a retreat feel. It's away from the town centre. And so I've lost my thread. Maddingley Hall is fantastic. But so when you come through, you can just enjoy the course.
Yeah. And you can arrive on a Friday evening, spend some time as well relaxing then, get down, roll up your sleeves, so to speak, academically on the Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
Have lunch with the fellow students that are on the course. Saturday evening, probably relax again. And it's home time
Sunday.
After sort of a buffet lunch.
So the Friday evening starts with a nice sit-down dinner. And so our kitchen uses the sustainable food, and they have won awards for their cooking, so we hope you enjoy it. And it's very much almost a college-style feel. So you sit down all together, there's no splitting up of who are the courses, and you can talk to your fellow students, as he said. They actually start with a lecture on the Friday evening, so we go straight into the teaching. Mm-hmm. But then on the Saturday, we normally have an afternoon break, which, especially in the Michaelmas term, so leading up to Christmas when the evenings get dark, mean that you can wander around and explore the grounds, which is fantastic. And then in the evening, you have another lecture, which might seem hard because it's late, but actually, part of the benefit of the courses is mixing with other students. And what we don't want to do is have an evening where people feel like they have to stay in their rooms by themselves. And if you have a lecture, you have a place to be, and you go in and you enjoy it and you learn. And then buffet lunches and finish after lunch on Sunday. There's a lot of eating.
Yeah, you can
involved.
Put that, that would suit me down to the ground, and having sort of the interrelations going as well with other
yes.
people. So you're mixing.
It's really important.
And then you feel at ease with people
yeah.
as well. Hopefully, anyways.
Fingers crossed. I mean, one of the things we were saying earlier in the green room is the importance of the peer-to-peer learning. And also in adult education, because by and large, all students want to be there. This is a subject they're really interested in. And the tutors, they realise that. So although the Tuesday sessions are lecture style, there's space for discussion. And it's actively encouraged normally by the tutors. So people, you can bring your experiences in. Your view is valid. And it's important to recognise that.
And it's across all three terms of the academic, the yeah. university academic
yes,
year as well.
Yes, it
so
is, yes.
Not just Michaelmas.
Not just Michaelmas, no, no, it runs
next
right
year
through.
As well. And if we look at some of the things on offer for next year, for instance, on the afternoon of the 11th of February, completely at random, you can find out more about East Asia.
Yes.
Back in January, in the morning, Global Political Disruptors.
Oh, yes.
That does sound interesting.
It
even,
does.
You know, I have to know a little bit about politics to be able to do this day job on the radio. But I want to go and learn some more. Then I could go along then.
Absolutely. I mean, that particular course is focusing on... each lecturer is focusing on a leader. So Dr. Tanvi Patis is focusing on Modi, and then you've got Andrew Moran on Trump, Sir Tony Brenton on Putin, and Dr. Sung-Mee Kim on Xi.
And a final little morsel.
Yes.
As well. Archaeology of the Afterlife.
It's good, isn't it? Good
I love the title as well. Dr. Isabel Vella Gregory
yes,
will
yeah.
be giving that one. How do we identify the dead and interpret the remains? What can they tell us about rituals around the dead? Presumably, it's also going to look at the pharaohs in ancient
yes.
Egypt.
Yes, it does. It does go into that. But other rituals as well, and other cultures, and how they not worship the dead, but how they look to the dead and how they... treat them, really.
Zara, we have to leave it there,
oh,
unfortunately.
Sorry.
Fascinating and very enjoyable having you here as our guest
Thank
this morning.
You very
That's
much.
Zara Kuckelhaus, who's organising all of this. How do you do it all?
As part of a team, I have to stress.
Yeah, oh, right, okay. That website, again, if you are interested as well, I'll give you a lifelong learning a telephone number here in Cambridge as well. You want to call them at the university. Zara or her team, it's 764-637. That's 01223 for Cambridge, 764-637. And that website, once again, for you, ice.cam.ac.uk. Go there, have a search around. You'll find, as Zara has said, a proliferation of different
will,
courses
yes.
available for you. But if you look there, short courses, Madingley Hall, do something like that with your search and find, and that should take you there to a very large PDF.
Zara,
to cram it all in on the website there, where you yes. can download that as
yes.
well.
Or, yeah, you can have a look. You look at the actual sites individually, but you can also look at the book online as an issue document, or you can request a copy.
And you've also got a flyer, which presumably
yes.
is available.
Oh, that's our newsletter. We do a terminally newsletter for Inside ICE.
Inside ICE.
Inside
I-C-E.
ICE. ICE. Yes. ICE, yes. To let you know all the things that are in development and are going on.
And that comes out each term, so three
it does.
A year.
3 a year.
Fantastic.
Thank you very
I
much.
I am really tempted, actually. I'm going to have a good look at this and see if there's something that really would interest me.
Please do,
yeah.
and let me know. I
yeah.
look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much. That
Thank
was
you.
Zara Kuckelhaus from the University of Cambridge, who's organising those bite-sized Tuesday courses, 3-hour courses, bursts of literature, politics, science, engineering, other subjects. Go along. You will be enriched. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.